Completely insane, the assessment of Argentina's victorious coach after beating France. In case you haven't heard, they have won the World Cup. Messi and co captured the trophy yesterday evening after a breathless finale full of drama. Twice the Argentinians edged in front, once in normal time and then again in extra time, only to be pegged back by Kylian Mbappe and the French. It took a penalty shootout to finally separate the two sides. The final saw an eruption of emotion from fans afterwards in Buenos Aires, where we'll hear from shortly. But first, Cian McCormick watched the match with Argentinians in Dublin.
After the stressful and tense ups and downs, this is the point where Argentinians held their breaths.
For Messi, the spirit of Diego.
Fans stood frozen at the Woolshed Band Grill at Parnell Street in Dublin.
They've waited and waited.
Hands covered faces. Friends held friends. And Paulina from Buenos Aires peered through her fingers.
And Montiel is here! Argentina are champions of the world!
Her initial reaction said it all.
I saw you crying! I saw you with your hands over your face!
And I'm still crying, and I'm going to cry for the next week. Because this means a lot for the Argentinian people. This means everything, you know.
Collective excitement morphed into this spontaneous and passionate wave of singing. Fans said they were stunned.
Oh, it's completely overwhelming. I can't describe. I can't wait for this time all my life.
They were thrilled for Messi, themselves, and Argentina.
I would love to be at home right now. No joke, really, really. Like, be able to hug my dad or my brother or, I don't know, my grannies. Like, that would be unbelievable.
Santiago, I'm from Córdoba, Argentina.
It was stressful, wasn't it?
Oh, Jesus Christ, I almost died twice or three times there. My heart does not support so many stress.
Messi finally gets his World Cup.
Messi's the best of the history, of the universe, of everything.
Better than Maradona?
Difficult question. They are both the greatest.
But look, what does this mean to you today?
Well, it means mostly everything. We are really passionate about football. We really, really feel it. It's a really big thing in our life. So this cup, being the champions after so many years, it feels like a reborn.
Mariana, how do you feel?
Oh, I was so happy. I can't believe it.
Shocked, because it was such a tough game. I think it's going to take us time to be chest, but we are extremely happy.
Maradona.
Yeah.
Well, Maradona, what are you saying about Maradona?
Maradona.
He sent us some vibes from somewhere. And now he had superpowers before, so now he has even more superpowers.
You think he was looking down on the team?
Of course he was.
Yes, I'm very happy. The match, we were suffering a lot, but the result was very nice.
Well, suffering, certainly was very stressful.
But for Argentina, we always suffer, but we always win, my friend.
Exactly.
Vamos, Argentina! Vamos! I'm with Messi and I'm more happy than him. For me, it's very difficult to be outside of your country, but when this happens, I think everybody feels the same. Everybody is in Argentina now, so I'm very happy and I want to enjoy with the rest of the people, because today is a party, my friend. Vamos, Argentina!
The party indeed, no doubt, going on still this morning for many of those Argentinian fans that Cian McCormick was speaking with at the Woolshed Bar and Grill in Dublin last night. Well, that was the reaction here, but what was it like in Argentina? Our reporter Michal Oscanol spoke to Daniel Edwards, a South American football journalist based in the Argentinian capital Buenos Aires. He described the scenes after the country's triumph over France last night.
Yeah, it's been an incredible tournament, just an incredible final for Argentina. And after that penalty shootout, after it looked like Argentina had it won twice, only to be dragged back and then finally prevailing in the penalty shootout. And that made for one hell of an evening in Argentina. Millions of people in the streets celebrating. You saw everyone flocking to the centre of Buenos Aires and in every neighbourhood. Just a fantastic atmosphere, and scenes of pure joy, really, really what the World Cup's all about.
And Daniel, a 36-year wait for a World Cup, and there's been plenty of heartbreak and final losses in that time. What has the reaction been there, and how much does this mean to the people of Argentina?
It means everything, really. You could see that throughout the tournament and even before, I think. Out of all the countries, the major countries that are involved in this World Cup, Argentina were definitely among the ones who were getting most excited about it, where there were most expectations. The thousands, tens of thousands of Argentines who have managed to get over to Qatar, despite a pretty difficult economic situation at the moment for Argentina, all of those people have had to make sacrifices. And here as well, every single game has been followed with such fervor, such expectation. And just seeing, you know, Argentina finally get that third World Cup and get it while Lionel Messi was still on the pitch, you know, being such an important player for him after all he suffered with the national team and after coming so close so many times, it really just does mean the world.
And what about that man, Lionel Messi? Was this the final missing piece to the completion of his legacy? And how much would this mean to him?
I mean, one would think so. It's hard to see what else this guy could achieve. He's someone who's conquered the world of football, set more records than we can even remember. He's won the biggest titles in Europe, the biggest titles in South America, and now the world's biggest title. You wonder just what motivation he might have to keep going. But it's funny, I think a lot of us are just assuming that this would be Messi's last dance, his last time in the sun. But the Argentina coach, Scaloni, said after the game that he would be leaving a place open for 2026. So perhaps we haven't quite seen the last of him. But I'd be surprised, I think, if he was ever looking to just walk out into the sunset with all his dreams fulfilled, this would be the moment.
And now in the next few days, will there be a big homecoming, or will there be a national day of celebration, or what happens next?
Yeah, this was being discussed almost immediately after the game finished on Sunday. The Argentina team are due to return back to Argentina, and they're bound to be received by an incredible welcome again. People trekking out to the airport, which is on the outskirts of the town here, about 25, 30 kilometres away. And they're very likely to get a hero's welcome all the way from the airport into the centre of Buenos Aires. Still talk about whether it's going to be a public holiday or not, but I think whatever is decreed, it's going to be just a party atmosphere for the rest of this week in Argentina. And really, it feels like this is the end of 2022. We got these a week of celebrations and then Christmas and then New Year's. Just a great way to sign off on the year, really.
Buenos Aires-based football journalist Daniel Edwards there speaking with Michal O'Scannell.